have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Yes, Lord. We need you. Hallelujah.
They hate and they point, they talking. I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on.
Hallelujah.
They hate and they point, and they talking. I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on.
Sitting in the pew, searching for my purpose. Okay. The preacher on fire got me focused in the service. He said, blessed the man, I'm pressing through the fire. It seems I'm falling back, but I know I'm going higher. Favor don't look like favor, look like a dead end. You preaching today, sir, please say it again. Faith is what we hope for, speak it to existence. At times I feel lost, feel like I'm out of position. Then my mind starts racing, thinking about David and how he had one stone and dropped him to the pavement. Now I hear the words, how Joseph was abandoned. And even though he fell, his faith was still standing. I'ma toughen up and walk the miles that he chose. He done told me in the den, but your mouth will be closed. The word on fire, the anointing, I can hear it. I'm sitting in this role and I can feel his Holy Spirit.
They hate and they point and they talking. I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on.
Give me, cause the Lord already saved me. I'm clutching on his grace, embracing all that he gave me. At times I get weary, the storm means I'm tested. I ask to be purged just in case I got infected. Before I came in, I was listening to church. He said we got the victory, I'm healed from the hurt. I started feeling good, but would it last throughout the week? Pastor, I'm being real, it's the truth that I speak. I'm called to be chosen, I'm called to be great. But I'm wrapped up in his flesh and my faith begins to break. Then I remember about James 1:12 and how we serve the one and his name never fails. I hear the altar call, yeah, he pulling on my soul. I'm feeling recharged, now it's back on my pose. Was weak for a minute, but greater is he. Now I'm walking in my purpose and his favor on me.
They hate and they point and they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on. They hate and they point and they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on. They hate and they point and they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. To the sky and I promise gonna keep on.
Hallelujah.
They hate and they groan and they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on.
Thank you. on the king and the queen of you. Before you make a move, think it through. Too much blood on the hand, and we know who to link it. The thing to do is wake up, see the truth. When they see love in you, that's when they see the proof. Hey, you believe in God, you don't believe in you. The tree of life inside of you, let them see the fruit. The fruit of your seeds is to achieve. All you need to do is you be true and believe. And the one that put earth in your lungs to breathe. He'll fight for you and me like Rocky and Creed. And the blessings you receive won't come from you breeze. You just need to stay open, yep, Jermaine Copeland. But on that same token, these words that I've spoken are to make you fly high and my stay broken.
Is you gon' sink or levitate about the game when they be playing, steady trickin', they be playing it. Wanna make you dumb, so you never make your kingdom come. What they on? Time to stack and build a throne. I've been down and out so long, I grew some wings with feathers on it. Ain't no opponent, this little me on me. And that little light gon' shine, put that all on G-O-D, yeah.
Kimmy Kim, I love you. And today I'm especially excited because our brothers are on today, and they will be sharing about an upcoming event you don't want to miss in the St. Louis area. We're going to talk about it shortly. I'm so excited to have our brothers, Pastor Lo Curry Sr., known as The Messenger, and David Benson, my brother, who is of Beyond Defense Enterprises. Listen, God has been so good, and we want to share his goodness with you. But before we do, I want to honor my husband as well, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., and to you, the listening audience, who took the time to listen in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Today we're going to be talking about, are you covered? Amen. But before we begin, let's go in prayer and hear just what the Lord wants to do. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to all breathe and experience your word and your will. Thank you on today. For whatever has taken place, we give you glory, God. Sometimes things are not as well as we want them to be. Sometimes they're even better than we want them to be. But God, for whatever the circumstances are, for every listener, every guest, all of our family, my family, and everyone that is listening, we give you glory. We ask that you come in and have your divine will and way. And Lord, we ask that you would heal, deliver, and save on today. Someone may be making a decision that they say, Lord, I've just been away from you too long. God, would you bless them on today? Will you heal them and touch them? Someone may be in the hospital that says, I just need a touch from you. Would you graciously touch them on today? And Father, somebody might be dealing with a heartache or a situation that mankind cannot touch. Would you touch them on today? Whatever the circumstances is, we lay it at your feet, and we thank you in advance, because your word says where two or three are gathered, you are in the midst, and that means that we know we shall have an answer. So we say thank you, we praise you, forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. Give heart to forgive, God, that it hinders not anything that you have laid up in store for us. And Lord, we ask that you come in, have your divine will and way, and we will thank you all the more. You truly are Lord of lords and King of kings, and we glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, as we were saying, we thank you for praying. We thank you for listening in. We have a short exhortation today, and I just want to ask the question, are you covered? Amen. Are you covered on today? What does that mean? Are you protected? Is there something that keeps you when you don't know how things are around you? Or is there someone that comes in and rescues you when trouble is all around? I want you to know his name for me is Jesus, and I love him more than life. I tell you, I love him because he is who he is, and he does what he says. On today, we're going to be studying very shortly from Psalm 91. Listen, let me share a brief testimony with you. Every week, as you know, I share that we pray about these exhortations and asking God what he wants to say. I want to encourage you on today. Listen, it is something when heaven hears, when you are praying and answers. And on today, I was talking to a cousin of ours who is 96 years old, and we were just talking about the goodness of the Lord. I love her. Her name is Cousin Desi. Listen, Cousin Desi began to recite Psalm 91. I about lost it. Why? Because I know God heard. I know he wants you to hear, and we're going to study it, and we're going to be blessed. Amen. So on Psalm 91, the first verse reads as such, and this is the King James Version. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say, you got to make it personal, he is my refuge and my fortress. Lord have mercy. My God, in him will I trust. 3, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pest. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. My. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by day, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. I'm sorry, let me read it again. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. 6, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. We're going to talk about that. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. May the Lord and a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. What does Psalm 91 really mean? How is it effective for you and I as believers? First of all, I said the word believer. It is essential when we're connected to him that we understand we draw from him. Whatever promises, whatever the covenant is, it doesn't cut off. It is with us as believers. Listen, we have to make an informed decision that this is who we serve. And the word is literally letting us know. We say it so often, for God I live and for God I die. But until trouble comes, do you recognize you'll find out who you are in the midst of trouble? I will find out who I am in the midst of trouble. I love trials and tribulations. I know it sounds crazy, because every time I go through something, he proves his love for me. He proves his love for you. Why? It's his covenant. He promised us he would never leave us or forsake us. The word tells us if we go to the secret place and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty, we are protected. The question I want to ask you today, are you protected today? I know you have insurance policies, but listen, there's some clauses in there too. There are certain times when certain things aren't met that you might not get what is needed at the end for that beneficiary. I need you to know, when you come into the body of Christ and you say yes to the Lord, according to Romans 10:9-10, you have an eternal seat with the Lord. And when you learn of him and sup of him and become closer to him and be intimate with him, you can't go wrong. I know trouble will come, but trouble doesn't last always. I know heartache is going to come, but heartache doesn't last always. I know the fire will come upon you, but my Bible says you won't smell like smoke. The water is coming, but it won't overtake you. I need you to be assured today you are covered in the relationship you have with the Lord. Now, if you don't know him and you know that your heart is crying, crying out for him. This is the time to give him your life. Listen, I've heard a lot of people say, I'll do it next year. I'll do it when I get myself together. But here's the problem. We don't know when that time may come when he says the life that we live is over. We don't know when he may say that he's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle, and listen, you're not ready. So now we cry out, Lord, accept me in. But listen, you have time now. This is an urgent clarion call for every family member, for every community leader, for every person in the community, in the church, whoever, wherever you are, that don't know for sure if you're saved. See, what I love about him is he accepts us as we are. We don't have to fix ourselves up to come to him. We don't have to make ourselves look a certain way. We can be broken down, and the word says he will still cover us. Now, remember, I told you we will talk about the scripture that talked about no plague shall come against thee or come to thee. Let me reassure you, the enemy is going to try you. This is why we get frustrated, because when we read the word, we expect nothing, you better hear me today, is going to happen to us. But listen, there are godly folks that have had cancer, COVID, all kinds of diseases. That didn't mean God didn't love them. That meant that the enemy tried them, and God's glory was greater. I need you to catch that. His glory is always greater, and when the trial is on, you talk about fire, when you under fire than when you walking and praising and giving him glory. Anybody that's truly connected to him can do that. But can you muster up a praise, a thank you, Jesus? You've been good. I love you. Your majesty, your God, your King of kings, your Lord of lords, when your heart is broken, when the bills are due, when there's folks that's mistreated you, when you don't know which way to turn, can you muster up a praise? That's what he's looking for in this hour. I know, they've been talking about the COVID-19. I know, they've been talking about job losses, and you can't have this, and you're losing that. But in the midst of it all, can you understand he's still God? Can you understand he still protects? Can you understand he still covers? I want you to be encouraged today. Maybe you received some bad news and didn't know which way to turn. I'm a witness. He's able to do anything but fail. I'm a witness every single time the enemy tries me. My God says the battle doesn't belong to me. It belongs to him. Listen, you get real comfortable when you get to know your daddy like this. So you just step on back and let him step on up. And when he has to stand up on the throne, oh, the enemy already know it's over. Is somebody understanding today? It's over when the Lord has to stand up on your behalf. Just know this. Trouble don't last always. We're coming into a season where we've got to allow God to be God in every way. My brothers on today, they worship God. They praise him. They may not worship and praise him like you, but the words that they're speaking and they're rapping, what they're doing is getting to heaven's ear, and it's working in the land. And this is what God is looking for, when we can utilize our gifts for the kingdom and he be glorified. Listen, everybody can't go and get everybody. I said everybody. Some folks have to understand, if it ain't your calling and you can't do it, it's okay. God has someone equipped and ready to do it. But whatever you're equipped and ready to do, he's working on the inside of you to get the job done. He's building. He's growing. He's perfecting that which concerns you. So don't you worry about, I didn't finish this and I have this going on. Just say yes to the Lord. You need to be covered. Nobody can cover you like the Lord. I know they can't. Listen, we got parents that love us, grandparents, and family that can love you, but they can't cover you like the Lord can. Because sometimes in the midnight hour, at that 3, 4, 5, 6 hour when everybody's sleeping and your eyes are filled with tears and things are going on. And sometimes when you really want to be intimate with them, you may not want to say a word to nobody else. That's the time I need you to know that he hears you and he's covering you. Know today that victory belongs to you, that no weapon formed is going to prosper. Know that his will in your life is being done because you said yes. Hallelujah. Because you agreed. Do you know when you sign a contract, it is an agreement. When you come in, oh my God, when you come into the body of Christ, you signed an agreement. It was paid for by the blood of Jesus. Do you know how painful that was for him to cover you with his blood, to protect you with his blood, to let you know that everything is going to be all right? That's why I love him. That's why I am so grateful for his love for us. And I want you to be content today. See, Paul said something. He knew how to be abased and he knew how to be content in all things. What does that look like? It looks like this. I may not have the answer, but I can sure wait on you to give me an answer, because the answer is connected to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, which means I can write my own story. But wouldn't it be great, because his blood covers you, that your blood covered and your story is manifested because he knows what he's going to do in your life? Be encouraged today. There's nothing too hard for him. He's listening. He's watching. He's paying attention to everything concerning you. He's paying attention to everyone around you. He's paying attention to his word over your life. I don't know why a person wouldn't choose to serve the Lord. The benefits alone are far too many to even count. He has a way of taking care of us and covering us that the world could never understand. Even in your most being God, when you're sleeping, angels are on assignment concerning you. That's how much he loves you. And we have got to learn how to release those angels into the atmosphere, that everything in this word comes to pass through his word. In this season, I said it last week, you're going to need a word. You're going to need something to hold on to, because just this world and just life is not going to be enough. See, I know he comes but for to kill. This is John 10:10. It says he comes, but the enemy comes but for to kill, steal, and destroy. But here's your promise in the Lord. But Jesus came that we have life and have it more abundantly. Isn't that good news? That you can have life and have it more abundantly. And this is a beautiful thing. It's not just for you. It's for all who will believe and receive him. Are you covered today? Is your family covered? What's the best insurance plan you can have? I call mine Jesus, because I found he answers prayer. I found he's always there. I found there's no one greater than him. You've heard that song, I searched all over, couldn't find anyone greater. I know it to be true. And I know it's because of his sacrifice and love for us. I pray you'll think about that. I pray you'll go back and study Psalm 91. Make it personal for you in your relationship with him. And as you do that, he is glorified. All he's looking for in this hour is someone that he can get his glory out of their life. Now, let me warn you. That glory doesn't say it's going to be hee-hee-ha-ha. 24/7. It never promised you you wouldn't go through any pain. The glory of the Lord comes greater when the enemy thinks he's got it and he's won. And he shows up, and he's a defeated foe every time. Remember that the next time you go through something and you're in connection and in relationship with the Lord. I don't care how dreary it looks. I don't care how it feels in your flesh. Just know this. You are already victorious. Romans 8:37 says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Notice, it said, through him that loved us. To conquer, you got to have him. Are you covered today? I want to thank you for listening in today. For are you covered? Scripture reference is Psalm 91. Please go back and read it. Please share this word with your family, those you love, those God leads you to. You never know what people are going through. You don't know. And to be able to have a word in due season can shift them from hurt and depression into joy. It can shift them from what looks hopeless into a faith-filled life. Will you share the word on today? And when you help someone else to understand, now is the time if they don't know the Lord, and that as they give their lives to the Lord, that it is up to him to help them to change and to become all they need to be and to accept that they have gifts that he's given them, that he's coming back for a return on. I pray that this word this week has encouraged you, has strengthened you, and we thank God for his presence, and we're looking forward to seeing the great things that the Lord is going to do in all of our lives because we'll be covered. May God bless you. Well, listen, you know I am excited today. I have my brothers and my sisters and all of the listeners that are listening in to hear about a great, great explosion that's going to be taking part in St. Louis, Missouri. It's going to be on October the 9th, and I can't wait for us all to talk about it. We have today none other, I call him Pastor Lowe. He's an awesome brother in the Lord, Curry Sr., the messenger, and my brother David Benton, Beyond the Fence. And you know what I love about them? When we came into the Elation family, we got a chance to meet them. When I say this, and I'm not, you know, bragging on my brothers, but I am, and their beautiful wives and families. I love them because they came as men strong in the Lord. I love their characters. I love who they are in the Lord, and I love what they represent. See, sometimes people can look at a person, and they can get the wrong idea, you know, because the world, they think of one way when they see certain styles or something. But do you know you can be cool in the house of the Lord? Do you know that you can use your gift in the house of the Lord? This is exactly why we want to talk about this event and want to talk about what God does in the lives of men. He's able to do it in women, boys, and girls. We know that women are primary in the church, but when we see our brothers, the kings of the church, the ones that are serving him, we are to uplift them as well. We give honor to them. And as I said, for my brother Lowe, I honor my sister, Pastor Alicia. And for my brother David, I honor you and your family, your beautiful, precious princess. I honor you and all those and everybody in your lives. I'd like to welcome you to the Just For You podcast. How are you all doing?
Hallelujah. Awesome, awesome, Pastor. We're doing awesome.
Yes.
Praise God. Listen, I'm so super glad. I'm going to be talking to you individually as well because I think it's important when people hear. I know I mentioned you were a pastor, and I know my brother David, you're so cold-blooded. Both of you are men of God doing a work that is extraordinary. So I want to start with you, Pastor Lowe. Would you tell us, I know we have this great event coming up, but what does God mean to you? And what does he mean to you in your music?
God is everything. God is the head of everything I do, I touch. God is just everything. I love it. He means everything. I don't do anything without him going before me. That's very important. And whatever I do, I seek the face of God. I ask the Lord, is this the direction you want me to go? Is this the song you want me to do? Whatever I do, you have to put the Lord first. You know, I stay behind the ark, sister. I got to stay behind the ark.
And I know, too, you also have a family. You have a beautiful wife. And I love the way you guys celebrate your love personally and as well as in the public's eye. But here's what I want you to know. It's honorable. But I also want to ask you about as a husband, as a father, how does those things help you to share your faith with other people when they see you? You know, because people have an image when they see you in the entertainment or music industry. Can you talk about that?
It helps a lot. You know, your first ministry is at home. You know, the Lord says your first ministry is at home. Your first ministry is my beautiful queen. So I got to make sure that the house is right. And how I do that is letting them know how God is leading me and how I handle things that may come up against me. And my wife sees firsthand that my husband is going to God about this. He's not letting nobody who's talking about him or a situation or a bill take his faith down. Instead, he's going to the face of God. And that helps a lot to show them how that the Lord is leading me, you know, and that helps me to go out as well because my strength comes from the Lord and my second place of strength is at home because I got my queen saying, come on, baby, let's go ahead and do this. We got this. So It helps out a lot to have God and then my queen, my family right there by my side just to support me.
And then can you talk about pastoring? I know, you know, because I'm really concerned for two reasons. I think when we hear the word pastor, we somewhat get an image of just a person behind the pulpit. But what is the work of a pastor? And for your personal role, how do you see pastoring and what God has called you to do, as well as this ministry that you have in the music and the other things that you do that is not just in the pulpit? Can you share?
Yeah, but the pastor, when I think about pastoring and what the Lord has given me about pastoring, is you have to understand that you have to, it's not about self. It's never about self. The Lord has called me to be a pastor as well as other leaders, and we have to understand that pastoring is leading. It's just that, and how you lead is by serving. So a lot of people think that because you're a pastor, you don't have to do nothing. You have people doing it for you. No, that's not what the Lord wants you to do. So the work of a pastor is being a servant first. And I love it. I love being able to do stuff for the community. I love to be there for the congregation. I just love being that servant that they can see. This is what the Lord wants for all of us because my Lord on today. He's the chief pastor. He is the chief shepherd. Amen. Glory. He's the great shepherd. So we got to understand the great shepherd came down here and served. Come on, somebody. We got to do the same thing. So being a pastor just means being a vessel for God. You know, going out there and letting God use you, letting God provide for you, letting God heal you when you need to be healed. So being that leader, it just means that you're submissive. See, understand, we got to understand, like, leaders, you must be submissive. A lot of people think that being a leader, you don't got to submit to anything. But being a leader, that's when you got to be the awesome. And you got to be submissive ultimately. You know, in order to lead correctly, you got to be submissive to something. And that something is God.
Yes. Yes. Yes, awesome, awesome, awesome. And we know that you're also a business owner. And so I know that you have this wonderful company. Would you like to share that with the listening audience, that the company that you guys have and that what you're doing and all of those great things?
Yes, absolutely, Pastor. We have a company called Leola's Clothing Store. Amen. And we just, we got a lot of things for women, for brothers, for our, mm-hmm. Our youth. We got a lot of things, and mm-hmm. we're on our stores online now. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. The Lord has given us the opportunity to branch out online right now, and you could go to our store at www.leolas, that's leolas.com. You can go there, mm-hmm. and we got stuff for everyone. Glory be to God. And that business is myself and my wife, my beautiful queen. The mm-hmm. Lord gave my queen the vision, and we just went for it. You know, I don't do nothing without my baby. I don't do nothing without my baby. That's
right.
My partner.
mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. That's such a blessing. Now, talk to us also about your music and your project. So, you know, I know we have this gospel explosion coming up. Talk to us about how long have you been in the music industry and all of these things, and how can people hear and find your music?
Amen. First, I'll talk about the gospel explosion, which is, you know, it's the Lord gave me this vision probably about 3 to 4 months ago, and then the Lord was mm-hmm. like, okay, now it's time to do that, and He gave me everyone mm-hmm. that's going to be a part of that. That Lord told me, you know what I'm saying, that these brothers would be a part of it, and told me to reach out to these mm-hmm. brothers, and we got some awesome. Awesome people that's going to be involved. We got mm-hmm. my brother Jude, hallelujah, great man of God. Yes. We got my brother Luthi, incredible, awesome man of God. We also got my brother Pastor Anthony Harrison, which goes by the mm-hmm. name of School, hallelujah. We got mm-hmm. L Train, and we also have my brother that's with us today, brother David Benton, awesome man of God, hallelujah. And where you can find my music, I've been in ministry for music ministry probably maybe about 5 to 6 years. I've been doing gospel hip hop, Christian hip hop, and you mm-hmm. know, we started off as a group, God Squad, and then you know the Lord just allow us to branch out and do individual things. So now mm-hmm. I go under the Messenger, and you can find my music. My two singles are on iTunes, Apple Music. It's on all the digital outlets right now. And you can go in and stream on Spotify, all the digital outlets. You can go, hallelujah. You can get it on iTunes as well as everywhere else as well.
And if I wanted to come and just hear you preach as well, can you share where your location of your facility is for those who may want to come and have service with you and be a part of the service?
Yes, we welcome anyone. Hallelujah. We welcome anyone. Hallelujah. Anyone, you can feel free to come. We don't judge. That's the no judgment zone. And you can come and worship with us at New Halls Ferry. That's 14550 New Halls Ferry. Hallelujah. That's in Florissant, Missouri. Our worship times are on Saturdays at 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Like I said, you can come in. The doors of the church are open, and we do not judge. We are not the ones to judge. We just want you to come in, feel the love of God, and feel that you are loved, and be yourself at Carry the Cross Church.
Yes. And let us know the date of the explosion and time, please, and location.
Yes, the date of the explosion is October 9th, and it will start at 6 p.m., all the way to 9:30 p.m. The location is our place of worship, which is 14550 New Halls Ferry Road. That's in Florissant, Missouri. Again, that's October 9th. Come in and get ready to turn up for God. That's at 6 to 9:30 p.m.
Amen. Thank you so much. Don't leave the line because we're going to come back with you shortly, okay? Hey, listen, now we're going to introduce you to our brother David Benton of Beyond Defense Enterprises. My brother, how are you?
Hey, Queen. Howdy do.
Well, we're all excited that you're going to be joining our brother and that you're going to be in the city. But would you tell everybody about Beyond Defense enterprise, because you have some great people with you as well. So talk to us a little bit about Beyond the Fence Enterprise.
All right, first I want to say Beyond the Fence, it started when I was behind the fence, because I did 13 years in federal prison. I was behind the fence, and like I always say, my first 7 had life in 30. He told me to prepare for home. He said, prepare for home, youngster. And when I looked at his out date, he showed me his out date, and I showed him my out date. My out date said 2015. When I looked at his out date, he said deceased on it. So he told me, he said, man, listen, when you go out there, I want you to go beyond your fence. You know, so it stuck with me. So what I did, prepare for home. So when I came home, I stuck with the script. So I was behind the fence, and now I go beyond the fence. And I like what you was talking about earlier. You mentioned that we're more than a conqueror, and that's what it's about. Like, we all got fences. We're trying to go beyond. Like, we not only did the Bible say we're conquerors, it said we're more than that. So to be more than a conqueror, so to go beyond your fence, we all got fences. We're trying to go beyond. Whether it's drug addiction, you're trying to go beyond that fence. David's fence was Goliath. He went beyond that fence. Jesus Christ, his fence was the cross. He went beyond that fence. So we all got fences. We're trying to go beyond. So every day, you know, it's just who I am as a person. I want to help people go beyond their fence. I want them to have a better today than yesterday. So we always say we're more than music, because it's so much more than music. The music is just the entertainment part of it. Just to bless you, just so you can, you know, bob your head a little bit and have fun that day. But at the end of the day, we want you to understand that you can be better and you can walk out your purpose. And that's the whole purpose of Beyond the Fence.
I love it. And can you share how powerful it is when God speaks a word into your spirit? I don't know how God gives you your songs, but I do know that hearing them, they're so effective. And what I love about it is it becomes real to a person that listens to them, because there are things that God can relate through music that people can share without feeling invasive. You know what I mean? So talk to us about when you write your songs, you shared that you've been in federal prison. But let's say this, you've already determined and made sure that we all know that you're more than a conqueror, because not only did you make it home, but you did something with the gifts God gave you. Now talk to us, because I think I heard a little birdie say at one time you had done one song and this song went so far. I don't want to start using national platinum because I really don't know the industry like that, but I knew that when I heard it, the testimony was that song went way into the ears of the listeners that needed to hear it. Let's talk about your writing and music and how that affects those that hear your music.
Well, you know, growing up listening to the hip hop, you know, of the 90s, you know, I love people like DMX, Tupac. I listened to them guys, you know, growing up, and I was in a group. I don't want to say the group name, but we sold over 30,000 copies. I was in a little bit into the industry back then, but I didn't really know the business like that. I was just a young man with plenty of money and was rapping. So I put in money and invested. And so I already knew a little bit about that. So just listening to Tupac, DMX, just speaking on real life, you know, Paul, in the Bible, Paul become one of those to gain a soul. So I'm not. So when I came home and went beyond my fence, I don't want to sit up here and be hypocritical and pretend like I can't relate to drug dealers. I don't want to sit up here like I can't relate to the guys out here gang banging. You know, just because I changed my life, that was a conscious choice I made by the power of the Holy Spirit that lives within me. So one thing about the Holy Spirit, when you truly believe, because you have the Holy Spirit, you become more confident. And if you look, when Peter denied Jesus, now think about it. They roll with Jesus, chopping ears off, and Jesus, hold on, man, chill out. He's chopping ears off. He's ready to just go to war. But when they took Jesus on the cross, everybody fled. Let me tell you why. They lost confidence. But when they knew with Jesus right there with them, they felt secure. So when you got the Holy Ghost, you really believe that God is who God said he is, when you really know that you're covered, that's when you gain confidence. So with me, I just have confidence if I be honest, transparent, and just be straight up real. You know, be straight up real, and people will be able to relate to that. and they be like, you know what? I relate to him. I know how he feel. Cause I used to be them.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna sit up there and act like I'm high and mighty, you know. Come but
on.
I encourage them to let them know, like, position they're in, they can make a wise choice to do better. And I just give
mm-hmm.
them, you know, encouragement through the music. The music is just
mm-hmm.
really an engagement, so I can be able to really plant a seed to actually be able
mm-hmm.
to minister to them. You
mm-hmm.
know, whether it's on Beyond the Radio, you know, they come to Beyond the Radio, Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, aboutbetterleaders.com, aboutbetterleaders.com. So we, you know, me, Shay Samuels, you know, myself, Shay Samuels, we counsel young men and women. So the music
mm-hmm.
is just the encouragement and just a gateway to do what we really are called to do, to walk out our purpose
mm-hmm.
and really be, you know,
mm-hmm.
give them
mm-hmm.
proper tools and so they can actually walk out their purpose and go beyond their fence.
Mm-hmm.
So how cool is that? Because when you've mentioned something that when people come into the industry, you said it yourself, you didn't know the business side. How much of a blessing that is to an artist to be able to come into a group that someone would love on them, teach them, help them to accomplish the goals that they need to accomplish with understanding there's a trust value there, because so many people have been hurt. We hear about it in the music industry over and over. But what I love about you and my brother Lo is that you're a godly man, and as a godly man sharing your life, your testimony, you said it best when you said that you can go and talk with someone. And I love the fact that you said, yeah, I'm a pastor, but I do like music. Again, I love to hear, because here's what I've learned, that to be able to minister to someone, Jesus knew all men, and he knew how to deal with people, okay? And I think that for this world, if we're going to serve, if we're going to give of ourselves, it's so critical to do that and not judge. And like my brother Lo said, we're not the ones to judge. What you're saying is I can relate to my brother, sister, whoever it is that may be drug dealing or out here doing some things that are not right. But I truly believe that God sends angels, and I believe that he sends them to minister. And the way you guys minister in music makes a difference in the life, because a person that loves music may start bobbing their head first. You know what I mean? You know, they might remember that hook, but that hook could save their life. So I want to honor you guys for that. I want people to know, how is it that they can contact you? How is it that they can get a hold of your music? Talk about your latest project, because we're looking forward to seeing you all here in the city of St. Louis. Talk to us about your latest project and then follow up with letting the listening audience know how they can get a hold of you for bookings and for the things that you offer.
All right, first, before I begin with that, I want to say shout out to Pastor Lo. That brother should be Pastor High. He got me on a high. He should be Pastor High instead of Pastor Lo. But shout out to Pastor High for the invite, man. It's a blessing. I appreciate that. Shout out to Kimmy Kim as well for you know, making the call. So it's a blessing. I'm looking forward to it. I have my first project was called Background. My second was just self-titled David Benton. You could just see that. You could tell the first one, I was just coming out of prison. My third one,
mm-hmm.
you know, was called Boys to Men. Just
mm-hmm.
just really having my mindset just growing and developing. And this latest one, my project just came out this year. It's on all digital platforms. Just go on YouTube. I got like over 20 videos. Not just me, but Shay Samuels, G Will. Shout out to William Faulkner. G Will stands
mm-hmm.
for God's will, not gangster will,
mm-hmm.
but G Will is God's will. And Miss Alma Neely, her project, her single just came out yesterday. So that's a beautiful thing. Alma E. Neely. It's called This Is My Love Song. And my project is called America. And the reason I titled it America, because, you know, me, the reality is I'm a black man. I mean, I have a lock stand up against me. I was an ex-drug dealer, ex-gang banger, had just got out of federal prison for so many years. And with that stereotype, living in Knoxville, Tennessee, I still, you know, face a lot of racism. So it's like I do want to be able to come together, but I found out our worst enemy is one another. You know, we We do a lot to one another as people. So I just want to encourage us as black people to get back to the roots. Get back to the roots of who we are as kings and queens and walk in your roar. So that's that's what I want to do. That's the message with this project. Just walk in your royalty. Stop blaming a white man for everything. We understand that slavery was real. It's still real. But, you know, we're our own worst enemy right now. We can grow. And that's what it's about. Getting outside our comfort zone. And let's just make it happen. You know, one thing about God, the Bible says don't just be a reader of the word, be a doer. So it's time to start walking out our authority. We're made in his image and his likeness. So we got all his attributes. Only thing we got to do is act on it.
That's it. And I love it. And you're absolutely correct. Tell the people how they can get a hold of you and all that good information.
Yes. Just holding me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter as David Benton. That's what my mama named me, as Benton. B as in boy, B-E-N-T-O-N. I'm my mama's baby. And it's FaZe, baby. That's who I am. And like I said, go to YouTube. We got a lot of videos. You're gonna have fun with it. You're gonna be able to dance with it, break dance, moonwalk, whatever you want to do. Look, beyondoffence.org. Beyondoffence.org. That's the website. That's beyondoffence.org. And just come in and have fun with us and go beyond your fence.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, listen, my love in regards to the Beyond the Fence Enterprise and to my daughter,
so
I call her my daughter, we just kind of adopted each other when we first met, and I love that she's doing great and marvelous things as well. We're praying for you guys. We're so excited. Everybody's coming together. And, of course, a shout-out to Kimmy Kim, who brought
us all together. Yes.
And we're looking forward to the family coming together again. Listen, before you leave and before Pastor Lowe leaves, I would like for each of you to conclude these interviews with giving an encouraging word to the listening audience. We're going to start with you, Pastor Lowe. If you could let the listening audience know a word that God has dropped in your spirit, would you share it now?
Hallelujah. I will. You got to understand, I want the listeners to know that if you're uncomfortable right now, that is what the Lord, that is when the Lord will bless you, being uncomfortable. Uncomfortable means that you're doing the will of the Lord. Uncomfortable means that you're lining up with God. The Lord doesn't want you to be comfortable, because if you were comfortable, you would lose your praise. If you're comfortable, you would lose your worship. So you got to understand that when Abraham was uncomfortable, when he was about to sacrifice his son Isaac, then around appeared in the bush by him being uncomfortable and being obedient. So I just want you to know right now that no matter what you're facing right now, the storm that you're facing right now, know that God is in that storm with you. Know that God is in that furnace with you. The only thing you got to continue to do is open up your mouth and praise him, and doors will be open. Shalom.
All right. My brother David, will you encourage the listeners on this evening?
Yes, I want to encourage every king, queen, man, and woman of God, stop being afraid to grow. If you really want to do something with your life, like for real, change your mindset. It comes with a change of a mindset. You really want to grow, step out in faith, know what God has for you, and stop being afraid. Stop being afraid of your growth. And you got to step out. You, people feel like, me rapping. People are like, man, he's too old, right? I changed that narrative. You have the power to change your narrative. Stop being afraid. Just like Brother High said. Listen. Be uncomfortable, because when you be uncomfortable, that's when you're going to start growing.
Yes.
And that's what I want to do, to encourage everyone.
My. God is so amazing. I want to thank you both for being with us on today. Certainly our ears and our hearts and our minds and our spirits have been blessed. And I'm so excited, and we'll be praying, also standing in the gap with you guys for the gospel experience. Explosion on October the 9th at 6 p.m. at 14550 Newhouse Ferry Road. And we're excited, excited. Pastor Lowe, if they want to find out more information about the Gospel Explosion, can you tell us, is there a cost? Is it free? What are we doing on that evening?
It is free. Just bring your praise. Just bring your hypeness and come turn up with us. This is a free event. We just coming to bring the hypeness of God, the glory of God in the building that day. So just bring yourself. Hallelujah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. So, and then one of the things I want us to know, so did you say bring your cousins in there? No, I'm just kidding. I'm saying bring whoever God would allow. I'm just saying it like it is because maybe they want to come and hear the gospel. And sometimes it's easier for young people, and I'm saying young people too, that they can come and hear a word as well for an event that would meet them on their level, you know? So I am going to say to you, the listening audience, if you have teens, bring your family, bring your teens. Come on out and celebrate on October the 9th at 6 p.m. I can promise you, you will not be disappointed. And stand fast to know that God is going to move. I believe he's going to move on that night through all of those that are serving in the capacity that they're going to be serving in. So know that we love you guys. I appreciate you all. I know Kimmy, Kim, appreciate you. I just want to say we love you. Pastor Don and I love you, and we're looking to be in the house. So God bless you both on this evening. Well, listen, we're coming to an end, thank you, of the podcast. It has been an awesome and wonderful day. I want to encourage you again to remember, to be covered is everything. Perhaps, and I said it earlier, I just went through it. I know there are times when the enemy will come at you with everything. When I say the higher the calling is on your life, the more he fights you. Don't you be surprised when you get bad news. Don't you be surprised when it seems like life has hit you below the belt. When you know there is a God that will cover you, be encouraged with that. If this is your birthday month, the month of September, we celebrate you. If you've had a new baby, maybe you're going through school, maybe you stepped out like my brother David said, and you're doing something to transform your life, I want you to know here at Just For You, we are praying for you. I want you to know the Elation family is praying for you. There's something on the other end of the spectrum. Perhaps you've been through a sickness. Maybe there's been a death. Maybe something has happened that has broken your heart, and you just don't know what to do. We need you to know here we are celebrating, but we're also praying for you. When I say, anybody that knows me, if I tell you I'm praying for you, you can believe I am praying for you. And the intercessory hours that the Lord does, and that could be all day long through the day, I'm just praying. But I want you to know we pray and we thank God for you. I want you to be encouraged again to look to the hills from which cometh all your help, all of your help coming from the Lord thy God, who have made the heaven and the earth. The heaven and the earth. Know it for yourself. I have a few announcements for you on today. There is opportunity if you are in need of food outside local churches that are serving with the Urban League St. Louis. That's ULSTL.org. Please contact them for programming and other opportunities of resources that are available. There is also United Way, and that will be at 211 in the St. Louis area. Please check for your local area for the resources from United Way. In St. Louis, there will be a community trunk or treat that will not be held on Halloween. This will be on October the 30th from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. at the St. Peter's United Church of Christ. They are located at 1425 Stein Road. Very awesome partner. Love them. They're doing something to gain the community in. But we want you to understand this is not a Halloween event. This is their trunk or treat community event. Also, we want you to be a prayer. There's upcoming events that will be coming up around the St. Louis area, and we want you to be able, if you live in your city, support your city. If you're going to rep your city. I know when David comes, I know he's from a different area, but I know he'll rep his city. I know those of us from St. Louis, they don't call us the show me state for nothing. We're going to rep our city. And that is all under the blood of Jesus. You thought you had me right there. I know you did, but I mean those of us that are believers are going to rep our city. Please come out again on October 9th at 6 p.m. for the gospel explosion. I'm sure you'll be able to meet these wonderful artists and to hear what God has placed in their hearts and spirits for you and your family. Don't let them come here and be alone. Please tell a friend. Please announce it at your church. This is a free event that someone can come in and be filled with God and enjoy themselves all in the same time. Well, listen, our time has run out. We want to thank you, Kimmy Kim, again, for your vision, your love, your heart. We love you so much. We honor you, our guest today, and we say God bless you in your ministries, your business, your families, all of it, because God loves you. We want to also say to you, the listeners, we don't take you for granted. You didn't have to pop on. You didn't have to listen in. We give God all the glory, and we pray that you will know today that you are covered. If there are any announcements you'd like to send to me, you can send them to me on Facebook. My name on Facebook is Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E. Last name is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. You can reach me on LinkedIn by the same name. Also, you can reach me on Instagram under His Blessed Girl 7. Now, listen, I want you to know this is a very critical time, and I want you to stand firm in your faith no matter what. I thank you again for listening in and for sharing on the Just For You podcast. I honor Pastor Donald Wright Jr., who's always in the cut, praying for his wife and being supportive and loving me to be able to share with you. May God bless you. I also want to say, keep looking up. Don't hold your head down. My brother David said it. My brother Lo said it. Hey, there's too much that God is doing for us. Feel or look defeated. But if you are hurting, and sometimes we will, I want you to know that God loves you and we love you too. Will you pray with us as we close? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this particular podcast. We thank you for our brothers. I thank you for the listeners. I thank you for our families. I thank you for everything you've done and you're doing. I thank you for answering prayer. I ask if there's any unspoken request that we did not pray about earlier, that Father, you hear and you answer. Touch right now, God. Go through the airways and do what needs to be done. We thank you, oh God, for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you, oh God, for just being able to be so close and intimate to us. Even, Lord, when we're calling on your name, you're hearing and you're moving. Angels, we assign you to the things that are containing and pertaining to us. Go and get that which is ours, and we thank you in advance for protecting us, for watching over us, for loving us, and for doing your job, that we are hidden under the feathers of the Almighty. Thank you for loving us so much. And asking, God, if there's anything in our heart, we repent now, God. We won't want to stand before you and you say, servant, not well done. We want to hear servant, well done. So God, cleanse us, prune us anything in us that's not like you. Bring it to our remembrance. Help us to understand and do what your will would have us to do, and we will glorify you forevermore. We're not exempt, oh God, to have wrong thoughts or to do things. But God, we thank you. We can come to the, oh God, we can come to the mercy seat and find grace in the time of need. So be with us, lead us, guide us, and direct us, and we will give you all the glory and honor due your name. Have your divine will and way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. And please join us here on Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until next time, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you and cover you, and God, we give you the glory. Thank you for listening again. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Jesus.
I talk, check the way I walk, been set free, cause my father paid the cost. No, I'm not perfect, God just forgave me, got a new swag, praising Christ like I'm crazy. This my Christ swag, yeah, my Christ swag, yeah, this my Christ swag, okay, my Christ swag, yeah, this my Christ swag, yeah, my Christ swag, yeah, this my Christ swag, my Christ swag, yeah, yeah, I'm from the streets. South of the arch, man, where I used to drink, roll up and used to spark, man. Now I got my head straight, shining like a million bucks. Christ elevated me, going past the ceiling, bruh. St. Louis City, God Squad t-shirt. Homie, how you doing? Pleased to meet you, this my rebirth. Addicted to the word, it's pumping through my artery. Faith on the meal, the swag is a part of me. Now my glow bright, soul's been redeemed. Covered in the blood, no shower cause I'm clean. Done playing games, rid of the Xbox, almost flatline. But Christ made my chest pop, walked on the edge. The devil made me wobble, Jesus took the wheel. Fast forward full throttle, still in the hood. Got that street slang, mixed with the spirit, it's a G thing. Keep high talk, check the way I walk, been set free, cause my father paid the cost. No, I'm not perfect, God just forgave me, got a new swag, praising Christ like I'm crazy. This my Christ swag, yeah, my Christ swag, yeah, this my Christ swag, okay,
yeah.
My Christ swag, yeah,
God squad,
this my Christ swag, yeah, my Christ swag, yeah, this my Christ swag,
Cartier.
My Christ swag, yeah.
Look. My whole style come from Christ,
yeah.
So own it? No sir, you can't put a price. Like white on rice, I got his blood on me. To be honest, I just care about my guy, homie. And if I'm only living for him, it don't really even matter what y'all think of me. Opinions, you can let them be. I'm killing it, I let them see. The old me is gone. Keep the demons out my heart, then Christ found a home.
Yeah.
No more Patron or nitrous. I might just give God a praise with my best. He's highest. Glory in here.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Put my trust in the Lord. I ain't having no fear. No, I don't have a care. Besides pleasing my Father. Tell any hater you see, man, don't even bother, cause Jesus is my medicine. I ain't never hurting, catching waves of his glory, man, I'm Christ swag surfing.
Yeah. I talk, check the way I walk, been set free, cause my father paid the cost. No, I'm not perfect, God just forgave me, got a new swag, praising Christ like I'm crazy. This my Christ swag, yeah, my Christ swag, yeah, this my Christ swag, okay, my Christ swag, yeah, this my Christ swag, yeah. My Christ swag, yeah, this my Christ swag.
God squad.
My Christ swag, yeah.
Okay, I get it from my father. Head to toe swinging on that word, that's the motto.
Yeah.
Used to be a up or down flipper like the Lido. Roll with Big Frank and ST, old squad Now I'm aiming at the world with that blessed scope.
Yeah.
Hard repetition, stay flexing, holy rollers know. When you see that light shine, this ain't baby dough. He ain't got a VVS on him, what a freak show. No, but I'm close with my father though. I ain't Leroy, but the boy got a lot of glow. Took a whole lot of land out to kill his ego. Missing my whole purpose like Shaq with them free throws. If you rapping vain, can't edify the people. Swag on 100, gaining speed, adios flow. And and I'm top flow. Reaching for his glory. You think I got some swag? Christ the one that poured it on me.
I talk, check the way I walk. Been set free, cause my father paid the cost. No, I'm not perfect, God just forgave me. Got a new swag, praising Christ like I'm crazy. This my Christ swag, yeah. My Christ swag, yeah. Uh-huh. This my Christ swag, okay. My Christ swag, yeah. This my Christ swag, yeah. My Christ swag, yeah. Uh-huh. This my Christ swag. My Christ swag, yeah.